Christians are the object of rage in Egypt. Refugees get a helping hand in Iraq. And a Bible app joins the ranks of Facebook and Twitter. There's a story for you on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's a mad grab for power in Egypt right now. With President Mohamed Morsi ousted, the military called for the Muslim Brotherhood to evacuate their strongholds. The first official charges were also brought against Morsi for conspiring with Hamas militants. Rody Rodehaver with IN Network.
The fear among the Christians and Egyptians at large is that it will be definitely an escalation, and it could get very bloody.
The fear is that citizens will get caught in the crossfire.
Anybody who is on the streets and become a target, because people in these kinds of situations don't wear uniforms except for the army.
It's affected IN Network.
Our staff has gone into hiding because of their own security concerns.
Morsi's supporters have already lashed out at Christians.
Churches in Egypt have been targeted because there is a sense that the church is behind the army and behind some of these moves, and all kinds of rumors have been circulated.
Let me ask you to pray. Meanwhile, this month's death toll in Iraq is over 750. Terrorism continues with bombs and shootings. Christian Kurdish refugees in Iraq have an especially hard time finding work in the chaos. That's why Open Doors USA started a microcredit program. If a refugee submits a business plan for approval, Open Doors gives them a small loan for the startup costs. It's helping the refugee church flourish in Iraq and reach out to others with their business. You can support the ministry at our website. This is Mission Network News. Five women missionaries in India were beaten recently for sharing the love of Christ. Gospel for Asia says the women were sharing the gospel with shopkeepers in a local marketplace. When a young man found out what they were doing, he began slapping and beating the women. Crowds watched but didn't do anything to stop the attacks. The missionaries are praying this violence will glorify God's name. Pray the attackers' hearts will be changed. Meanwhile, next-generation church leaders from Russia got out of their comfort zones to help next-generation church leaders in Mongolia. Russian Ministries' Paul Tokarchuk, speaking from Mongolia, was part of the team. Russian Christians, coupled with 20 ethnic Mongolian Christians, helped organize five Bible camps. Tokarchuk says 450 Mongolian kids participated.
All of them heard the gospel. Part of the program every day, we had Bible lessons for everyone. Everyone got through the basics of gospel. Some of them came to Christ.
A translator also came to Christ. Tokarchuk says their School Without Walls program helps provide personnel to run these camp ministries and other outreach events.
Through all this training every month for more than 2,300 students, they are trained and they're motivated to be actively working and ministering in their area.
$48 a month helps provide training for each student, which can affect many more with the gospel. And have you downloaded the YouVersion Bible app? If so, you might be one of the 100 million downloads that make this app as popular as Facebook and Twitter. Bob Creason of Wycliffe Bible Translators.
What we're trying to do is create those opportunities for the Holy Spirit to use God's Word, the inspired Word of God, to change people's lives.
People who speak lesser-known languages like Hawaiian Pidgin can read Scripture on YouVersion thanks to Wycliffe.
We upload to the digital Bible library that's been created by every tribe, every nation, and then YouVersion pulls those texts out using their platform.
A study found over 77% of people read the Bible more when it's available on a mobile device. Pray lives will change as people read the gospel in their heart language.
Statistically, we know that when people are engaged with Scripture, it changes their lives.
Learn more about what God's doing through Wycliffe at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking that helps you understand how you can make a difference. Share it with your church or Bible study. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.